From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,089th consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the Golden Boy, Don Gibson. And his latest recording, Far, Far Away. Well, thank you, Don, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And I see with the lineup that we got a great show worked out for the listeners. For instance, there are the funny stories and antics of Archie Campbell, the great guitar playing of Chet Atkins, the harmonious singing of the Jordanaires, String Bean and his banjo, the fine fiddle music of Tommy Jackson, the precision dancing of Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And if that wasn't enough, in addition, we've got the wonderful singing of one of the opera's nicest and better-liked entertainers, Roy Drusky. Hey,
Roy Drusky. Well, Roy's going to be with us in just a few minutes to sing one of his great songs, but right now let's take time out to listen to the great spiritual singing of those four boys who call themselves the Jordanaires, and they're singing Study War No More, the Jordanaires.
I'm going to lay down my burden.
Study war no more. I'm a going on.
extraordinaires. Now it's time we heard from our guest. So let's have a great big hand for him, your friend and mine, Roy Drusky.
Thank you, Don.
Roy, it's good to have you with us tonight. Have you been writing any new songs lately?
Well, you talk like it's easy to write a hit song every day of the week.
Well, believe me, I know it isn't, Roy. Just to get one out once in a while is enough. And if I'm not mistaken, you've got one. And here he is, our guest, Roy Drusky, with his great new recorded number, Anymore, Roy Drusky.
I don't believe you love me anymore, anymore. Lately you've been acting strange to me. Somehow it's not the way it used to be. You're doing things you never dared to do before. And I don't believe you love me.
Coming toward me. What's on your mind, Don?
Well, Grant, you know, I just did somebody a good turn, and it made me feel good that he felt so good about it.
Well, where do I come in, Don?
Well, you know, this fella gets to talking to me, and then the next thing you know, we're both getting our pipes, and we're gabbing. Well, he was out of smoking tobacco, so I naturally offered him some of my Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
And after he had a few puffs, he was probably pumping your arm in thanks.
That's right, Grant. And that's when I got to thinking about you and how many folks you must have done a good turn by putting them on the PA through the years.
Well, actually, Don, Prince Albert does it itself. You see, the proof is in the puffin. And once folks try it, they find out why PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Now, that's true whether they're making men or pipe smokers. Either way, crimp cut PA smokes cool and comfortable, burns steady without hot spots.
That's right, folks. You heard Grant right. And why not do yourself a good turn and latch on to the bright red tin of Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Dancing time, and here with his fiddle is Tommy Jackson, along with the Stony Mountain Clockers and Peter Hill.
Howling duck, ran around the chicken, then let that fish enjoy the ground. Beat that girl and found her head on. Get the kids on red one, one, two. Oh, get that girl and dance some more. Swing yours, swing mine, oh boy, ain't that fine. And the four middle of the four, two ladies, don't you go. If you're going to left and round, look out, boys, don't get found. One, one, two, 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 four, that's all you have to think no more. Meet your girl and you pat on the head, don't eat 15 more bread. All around, shake them down, let your ass take the charge around. And the four in the middle, the four, two, little ladies, don't you
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. And now, Don, it's hymn time, and it's up to you to sing one for us.
All right, I'll be glad to. And this is a real old camp meeting hymn, and one I'm sure everybody remembers.
I might add one that Don recorded in his great album of sacred songs, Where No One Stands Alone.
I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths I've sinned too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home.
Thank you very much. And now we've got a real treat in store for you. It's the opera's own Chet Atkins and his electric guitar playing White Silver Sands. Chet Atkins, let's give a hand. Chet Atkins and his guitar with another of his great numbers. Thank you, Chet. You know, I don't know what we can follow that up with unless it's the funny stories and antics of that comic of the opera who is known and loved all over the country. Archie Campbell, let's give a hand.
Thank you very much, Don, and I thank you. I'd like to say that I'm happy to be here tonight. I guess most of you folks know that I am the head of the English department at the University of Bulls Gap. And I see a lot of school children here tonight. I know you're going to be going back to school in about 2 weeks, and I know you're anxious to go. And what I want to do tonight is to talk to you for a few minutes about the English language. You know, Don, it's getting so that you can't understand what people say anymore when they say what they're saying.
That's a true.
It's because of the punctuation. Now, you take when it's in writing, there is punctuation. For instance, at the end of a question, if it's a question, there's a question mark. But when it's in talking, there's no punctuation. So what we have to do, friends and neighbors out there in radio land, is to punctuate with the voice, and I've got it worked out. I'm going to show you how to do it here tonight. Now, the period is made like this. Anytime you say something, you put a on the end of it. Say this Monday morning, you go home and you go into the office and you've done something wrong and the boss chews you out about something. You listen to him, and as you leave the office, you say, "Well, I'll see you later, boss." He'll know what you mean. And you can get a job somewhere else anyhow. Well, now that's the period. Then next we take up the comma. The comma is a little tadpole-shaped looking thing. Now here's the way you make the comma. Then we have the semicolon, which of course is a combination, Mr. Gibson, of the period and the comma. It's a semicolon. Here's the way you make it. Then we have the colon, which of course is nothing in the world but one period on top of the other one, or one on the bottom of the other one, however you like to say it. And you can say it either way because either one's all right. But the colon is made like this. Left-handed. That's the colon. Then we have the dash. You know, the dash is just a little straight mark. But when it's done vocally, you do the dash like this. Now, if you want to make that backwards, you do it like this. Then we have the question mark. You know, the question mark circles around in a half circle. It comes straight down. It's got a period on the bottom. Here's the way you make the question mark. And then we have the exclamation point. The exclamation point, Mr. Gibson.
Yeah.
It's big at the top, comes down to a point. It's got a period on the bottom. Now, here's the way you make the exclamation point. Backwards. Now, friends, I have a little story here that I wrote, and I want to show you how this sounds when it's put into use. And the title of this story is Meet Me Behind the Barn at Midnight, signed Mabel. Wait a minute, that's the wrong one. Yes, here it is. This is punctuated from one end to the other. Once upon a time, there was a brave young prince. He lived in a beautiful castle high on a hill. One day he was strolling through the forest with his horse, dog, and carriage. Then from out of the underbrush, there appeared before him a beautiful maiden. He thought, should he speak to her first? And then she says, I am lost in the forest and need food and drink. So he took her to his castle. They got married and lived happily ever afterwards. I mean,
Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing. And you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
You know, folks, when you got a great guest like we have tonight, I always say use him. So here's Roy Dreske back with one of his great recorded numbers, Another Roy Dreske.
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me. You didn't love me long until the thrill was gone. Then another made me your all used to be. How long can his love last when the new wears off so fast?
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me.
Just like me, he'll understand the sorrow. I know it will.
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me.
Just like me, he'll understand the sorrow
of loving you today and losing you tomorrow.
Thank you, Roy. That's a great number. Now, Grant, how about you introducing our next guest?
All right, Don. Friends, here's the old Kentucky wonder himself, String Bean, who says...
Come on, boys, make less noise while the old folks sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and let's have a little bandit picking. Well, it's upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Well, upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Well, upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Well, my Uncle Bill is running and a pitching. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with him, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with him, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with him, John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, now the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. The preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Well, the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Chickens running and the toenails flying. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy, John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill him up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill him up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill him up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy, John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, come along, boys. Make less noise while the old folks are sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard. Just have a little bandit picking.
thank you, String. And now, Don, before we have that last number, tell the folks a little about your plans.
Thank you, Grant. We're going to be over with the folks in Missouri, and then we're going up into Iowa for a while.
Where the tall corn grows. Right. All right, and how about that song? Here's our star, Don Gibson, one of his great recordings, Just One Time.
If I could see you just one time, oh, how I'd my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine, lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that was your mind. Wish I could see you just one time.
And thanks to you very much, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. It sure makes sense because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.